Further to your Dhamma talk this morning, does the breath body exist as an object of mind? As the Buddha mentions it so specifically, I'd be grateful for more clarification on the quote-unquote breath body. Definitely. I mean, it's an object of mind. I mean, this is how we perceive it, or how we feel it, how we experience it. So that it's a, say it's a mental construct. It's a formation. It isn't as if it is some sort of something that has some independent existence, but just the nature of the breath. One of the things is to also reflect on say in the scriptural language, anapanasati, say in breath, out breath, or the breathing process. So pana is breath, but pana is also kind of a life principle or life force. So that when you take the first precept, panatipata, I undertake the precept to refrain from taking the life of any living creature. So that living creature is a pana. It's a breathing being. It's a living being. So that the breath is also kind of like a life force, a life principle. So it's something that breathes life into us. So this sense of a breath body, it isn't as if it's some kind of distinctly formed thing, but it's a principle. A principle of energy, and so that's it's what energizes and brings life into our being, our physical being anyway. So that the contemplation of the mindfulness of the breathing is not just being mindful of a mechanical process of sort of molecules of air being pumped in and pumped out of the lungs, but it's a something that affects us and brings life to it. Sort of like the Buddha saying that the breath is another type of body, or another kind of body that we experience. But it's something that we experience, we feel. So it's an object of mind in that sense. But it has has the effect of supporting the life principle. So.